The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our goal is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their absolute best lives. And we do that by providing tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can apply into their lives to become wiser, stronger, smarter, more resilient, and more capable human beings in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about here can obviously apply to you. And if you like what we have to say and the information we provide and the guests we bring on, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread word about the show and to get this helpful information into the hands of more veterans so that they can in turn improve their lives and shape the future of this country. This podcast is brought to you by the amazing, the wonderful F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. These are portable snacks that you can carry with you anywhere. It's so hard to find a low-carb snack out there, but these guys have done it. They got macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. They've got awesome meat sticks, and they've got these delicious cheese snacks that they put out there. Plus, they're an amazing company. They send boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front line. It's not something we ask them to do. It's something they volunteered to do. So if you want to get some of the best low-carb, high-fat snacks on the planet, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. This podcast is also brought to you by the amazing, awesome people at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is an organization that provides camaraderie events for veterans. They do fishing events, they do golfing events, they do other sporting events, and they also do a lot of work to help Gold Star families. And look, we've all heard stories about veterans charities where the executive boards are taking these giant salaries, and I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that whatever organization I'm talking about is doing amazing work. SaveTheBrave.org is doing absolutely outstanding work. Their board doesn't take any salary whatsoever, and they are having an amazing impact. They're focused on getting veterans to live their absolute best lives, and that's what this podcast is about, and that's why we wanted to work with them. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Save the Brave, head over to www.savethebrave.org and make your donation or your request today. Finally, this podcast is brought to you by Warrior Soul Apparel. This is a clothing company that I actually helped to start a couple of years ago as we were beginning the brand Warrior Soul. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got skivvy shirts with some pretty funny sayings on there, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss sometimes. We've also got some awesome hero shirts. We have the amazing Hard Times Breed Hard People series. And these are just great shirts that I've helped create. And they support the show. So if you're interested in getting some Warrior Soul shirts, head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. And finally, if you're interested in joining a new group that we are putting together here at Warrior Soul, a group for those who are looking to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, stick around to the end. We'll have some information for you to check out. With that, let's get into the episode. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. And that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, if there's one thing that I think every person needs to develop in terms of success skills, it's this: the ability to delay pleasure for the long term, to hold off on paying yourself. And it sounds like it's such a simple thing, but the reality is it's this one thing that will determine your course in life. If you can go through life not going for the immediate payoff and working toward that long-term payoff, the one that's going to pay you off down the line, then you're going to be set. And let me give you some examples of this. The first one, obviously, is saving money, right? Saving money. If you're able to put money away in your bank account and then put that money into something that's not going to pay you immediately, maybe it's an investment, maybe it's a piece of real estate, maybe it's a business, right? Whatever it is, if you're able to put that money into a sound investment, then down the line, that's going to pay you off, right? Same thing goes if you're starting a business. A lot of people think, hey, I start a business, I'm going to pay myself. I can tell you that in all the time that I've been running Warrior Soul, for the years I've been doing it, I've never taken a paycheck from it. Everything has gone back into growing it, into advertising, into building out our systems, right? Why? Because if I was just paying myself the whole time, what would happen is I would end up, you know, just living off of what I'm making and not investing it into the business, making it bigger, spreading the name, building the brand, doing the things that I had to do to grow it, right? This is something that if you have it, will allow you to do everything and anything that you want to. Now, specifically, this goes for everybody, but specifically for those you young people, right? Young men and women who might still be in the armed forces, right? I just had on Nick Bear from Bear Performance Nutrition. He has a nutrition company, right? He started his nutrition company while he was still in the Army, right? Started it while he was still in the Army, serving as an infantry officer, right? During that time, the first 2 years, he just made $25,000 off of that, right? Just made $25,000 a year. The third year, he made $20,000. Right? At the beginning of any business, essentially what happens is there's a buildup phase. Your business isn't instantly going to take off, right? So he had those 3 years, he was still getting his salary from the Army, right? He was living off of that. And he was making money off of the business. Of course, not enough to live off of, but enough to put back into the business to grow it. During that time, he learned everything he could about setting up a supply chain, right? Getting products, right? Doing shipping, right? All the logistics he needed. And he used that 3 years as a way to learn. And then he slowly learned things about marketing, right? And then in the fourth year, he started really focusing on YouTube. And he was able to produce videos that went viral. And then that allowed him to grow. So then in the fourth year, he started making a lot more money, right? And still, he wasn't paying himself because he had to put that money into building out the supply chain more and ensuring that he was going to continue to be able to buy product, to ship it out. He'd have the money to ship it out, to keep advertising and marketing, right? And he kept doing it, right? So this guy didn't really pay himself until years into his business. And when we're in the interview, because he runs a multi-million dollar business right now, but a lot of people are like, oh, he's a multi-millionaire. No, he's not. He's not. He is building a multi-million dollar business. And in the long term, he's going to be better off. Because if he was rolling around in Bentleys right now and living in vacation homes and things like that, well, that business isn't going to grow. Now, for those of you sitting at home, right, we live in this world where we see all these people like on social media, they got their fancy houses, their fancy cars, all these different things. All that is just a bunch of trash. It's literally just a bunch of trash. And if you're in that mindset where you're just constantly spending, you're constantly putting your money out on that kind of trash, you're never going to build anything, right? This principle goes toward everything in your life, literally everything in your life. If you can forgo the immediate pleasure, what you do is you're pulling yourself out of slavery, right? Same thing with your diet. If you can forgo that sugary ice cream every single night, well, guess what? When you're in super awesome shape and you want a freaking bowl of ice cream, you could have a bowl of ice cream and it's not going to impact you. That's like what Jocko says, discipline equals freedom, right? You can say that to yourself, but you got to learn how to apply this. You got to learn how to apply it, right? And that is the biggest and greatest skill that you can have if you want success out of life. And if you got it, you're going to be able to do some amazing things. And that's all I got for you today, guys. Listen, I want to thank those of you who've been supporting the podcast. You might have noticed we've been getting some awesome guests, guys like Grant Cardone, Bas Rutten, Nick Koumoulatsos, Donnie O'Malley. The way we get those guests is because of you, those of you who support the show, those of you who are building up our numbers. And if you want to hear some more awesome guests, well, then the one thing I need from you is to continue listening and to share these episodes out. Let people know that we exist. And above all, head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. I know that a lot of you don't listen on iTunes, but iTunes is what drives our numbers. And so even if you don't listen on iTunes, if you just look us up on Apple Podcasts on the internet, you can write us a review there. It helps us exponentially, right? The more you do that, the more that this information gets into the ears of more veterans. We're starting a movement here, guys. If you want to support the podcast in other ways, you can head over to warriorsoul.shop. You can buy a piece of our awesome gear. It's designed and printed by U.S. Marine Corps veterans. And if you want to join the Warriors Obituary Society, a group for men that empowers them to live absolutely epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, where we help you to outline your vision, your goals. We help you to develop your own personal fitness plan. We help you to develop your own personal finance plan. We get you focused on building your networks, building your relationships, focused on your business or your career. Then head over to www.warriorobituarysociety.com. Check that out. And if you got questions about it, just email me over at chris@warriorsoulofgogi.com. And again, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this stuff is coming home with you. I hope you're getting a lot out of it. And I look forward to speaking to you again on the next episode of the Warrior Soul Podcast. I am out.